بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن اهتدى بهدي واقتدى بسنته إلى يوم الدين وبعد فقد قال جل وعلا في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن إبراهيم كان أمة قانتا لله حنيفا ولم يك من المشركين شاكرا لأنعمه اجتباه وهداه إلى صراط مستقيم وقال تعالى فلما بلغ معه السعي قال يا بني إني أرى في المنام أني أذبحك فانظر ماذا ترى قال يا أبت افعل ما تؤمر ستجدني إن شاء الله من الصابرين صدق الله العظيم. Respected honored scholars, ulama, elders, beloved brothers, this deen of ours is rich with the sacrifices of anbiya and in particular Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. If a person has to study the life of Ibrahim alayhis salam from any angle, if any person has to view the noble personality of Ibrahim alayhis salam, then each and every one of us would find sufficient guidance in the life of Ibrahim alayhis salam, in the family of Ibrahim alayhis salam, and the household of Ibrahim alayhis salam. There isn't any person who cannot relate to the life of Ibrahim alayhis salam in some way or the other. In fact, our get together to speak about this great Nabi of Allah, Ibrahim alayhi salam, is a reflection of the many du'as and supplications recorded in the Quran Kareem. In the Quran, there is an entire chapter recorded as the surah of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And there are various du'as of Ibrahim alayhi salam recorded in this particular chapter of Quran Kareem. Ibrahim alayhi salam made dua to the Almighty Allah that faj'al af'idatan minan nasi tahwi ilayhim, that oh Allah, let the hearts of mankind incline towards the Kaaba. The spirit of that will be before us in a few weeks time, where the hujjaj will be flocking in millions. Ibrahim alayhi salam made dua to the Almighty Allah, wa idh qala Ibrahim rabbi ij'al hadha al-balad amina, O Allah, make Makkah peaceful. وَرْزُقْ أَهْلَهُ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ. The Quran testifies that in the era of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there were various evils that were taking place around Makkah. But on the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Makkah itself was safe. Ibrahim alayhi salam made dua to the Almighty Allah that provide for the dwellers of Makkah abundance of provisions and fruit. Allah Ta'ala says, Yujba ilayhi thamarat kulli shay. Like we see today, the fruits of the entire world, you know, being exported to Makkah al-Mukarrama. Ibrahim alayhi salam, his entire life, an embodiment of sacrifice from every angle. Ibrahim alayhi salam makes dua to the Almighty Allah, that only Allah, do not disgrace me on the day of Qiyamah. Jaleelul Qadr, Nabi of Allah. Now we find, my brothers, you know, we've been hearing the last few weeks, we have entered into the Ayyamul Hajj, into the Ayyamul Hajj. It is not possible for every person, you know, to embark on the journey of Hajj. For some of us, some will go, some will remain behind. Those who have not been, Allah Ta'ala take you. Those of us who have been, Allah take us again and again. We find this entire spirit of Qurbani that we speak about revolves around Ismail. What is Ismail? It is derived from two words. Il, which means Allah, and Isma is derived from the root word Sami'a, which means Allah has heard. Allah has heard. Ibrahim alayhis salam, his entire life, an embodiment of sacrifice from every angle. We find that Ibrahim alayhis salam makes dua to the Almighty Allah. You know, my brothers, ask any couple that are desirous for children, and after months have lapsed now, after years have passed, Eventually, Allah Ta'ala blesses them with that little baby. That couple would never want anything to go wrong in the life of that child, in the history of that child. But contrary is the lives of Anbiya, where Allah puts them on Qurbani from the word go. Allah Ta'ala puts them on Qurbani from the word go. Ibrahim alayhi salam made dua to the Almighty Allah. وَاجْعَلْ لِي لِسَانَ صِدْقٍ فِي الْآخِرِينَ. That, O my Allah, let my name be remembered in the posterities to come. My brothers, you and I are sitting here in this masjid. 100 years down the line, Allah alone knows. Allah alone knows who would be sitting here. But on the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam, you and I are speaking about this great Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Ibrahim alayhi salam, an embodiment of sacrifice from every angle. My brothers, the time of Jumu'ah is not a sufficient time for us to discuss the life of this great Nabi of Allah in detail. But just to give you a glimpse of his life. Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allahu Akbar. You know, in our lives today, there's a lot of formality. There's a lot of takalluf. And like the scholars have written, when we study the lives of Anbiya, أَقَلُّبُهُمْ تَكَلُّفًا. They had no formalities in their lives. They had no takalluf in their lives. You know, like it is written in the kitabs, that one day Sayyidina Bilal ibn Rabah, he goes with his brother, and he goes to propose for a man's daughter. How does he introduce himself? What does he say? أَنَا بِلَالٌ وَهَذَا أَخِي أَبْدَيْنِ مِنَ الْحَبَشَى كُنَّا الظَّالِينَ فَهَدَانَ اللَّهِ كُنَّا عَبْدَيْنَ فَأَعْتَقَنَ اللَّهِ إِن تَنْكَحُونَ فَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ وَإِن تَمْنَعُونَ فَاللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ. Allahu, what profound words. He said, I am Bilal and this is my brother. No fancy CVs, no fancy introductions. We are two Abyssinian slaves. My brothers, you go to Babu Saghir, study our Islamic history, where two of the muazzins of Islam are resting in the land of Sham. What did my Nabi say on the day of Qiyamah? I will stand up from my grave, the after Abu Bakr and Umar, and Sayyidina Bilal will stand up and he will be calling out the Adhan. May Allah raise us up with these great Sahaba, these great personalities. What did he say? I am Bilal and this is my brother. We are two Abyssinian slaves. Allah guided us. We were misguided. Allah guided us. كُنَّا ضَالِينَ فَهَدَانَ اللَّهِ إِن تَنْكَحُونَ فَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. If you give me the hand of your daughter in marriage, I praise the Almighty Allah. وَإِن تَمْنَعُونَ فَاللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ. If you refuse to give me the hand of your daughter, Allah is the greatest. There was no formalities in the lives. There was no takalluf in the lives. Ibrahim alayhi salam, He makes hijrah. Here again, my brothers, a message for the youth of this ummah. What tenderness. Ibrahim alayhi salam's father was an idol merchant. Ibrahim was Khalilullah. The tone of Ibrahim was passive. The tone of the father was aggressive. What did the father tell Ibrahim alayhi salam? La illam tantahi la arjumannak. That if you will not stop preaching to me, I will pelt you to death. One side is the father, who is so harsh. And one is Ibrahim Khalilullah, who adopts a passive approach. What did he say? قَالَ السَّلَامٌ عَلَيْكَ سَأَسْتَغْفِرُ لَكَ رَبِّي. May the peace of Allah be upon you, O my father. Despite your harshness, I would never be harsh with you. How do youngsters speak to elderly parents today? How does the son speak to the father? What did my Nabi say? That a son should never walk in front of his father. Don't call him by his name. Show him that respect. Ibrahim alayhi salam, he leaves with his wife Sarah alayhi salam. They make hijrah on the name of Allah. They come to Egypt. My brothers, we all know the narrative that there was a tyrant king, a tyrant ruler, that any man's traveling with his wife, he would kill the husband, abduct the woman, and satisfy his lust. Here comes hidayat for our mothers and our sisters. What must have been, Allahu Akbar, what must have been the modesty in the life of Sarah alayhi salam? The riwayat of Bukhari says, that as she comes close to this king, and as he advances close to her, Allah paralyzed his hands. Allah paralyzed his hands. We all know the incident in the journey of the Nabi of Allah, Suraqa, who was tempted with 100 camels. So as he advances, Allah Ta'ala paralyzed his hands. He said, ask Allah to forgive me, I will stop. There was one person in the time of the Nabi of Allah, he was eating with his left hand. Allah give us hidayah today, who wish to apply logic at all times. This person was eating with his left hand. My brothers, Mufti Taqi Usmani has written, under the chapter of Qurbani, he says, if you have to analyze this Qurbani of Ibrahim alayhis salam from a logical perspective, your logic would fail you. Your logic would fail you. He said, this cannot be analyzed on a logical perspective. What does he say? He said, if Allah had to command Ibrahim alayhis salam to take his own life, which was impossible, to commit suicide, that would have been easier for Ibrahim alayhis salam. Ask a mother who has lost a little child, or ask that father who has lost his little child. He would never forget about the child for the rest of his or her life. So this person was eating in the presence of the Nabi of Allah with his left hand. Nabi alayhis salam told him, eat with your right hand. He said, La astati'u, I cannot eat with my right hand. Don't apply logic, my brothers, when it comes to the deen of Allah. He said, I cannot eat with my right hand. Nabi alayhis salam looked at him. He said, Lastata'ata. May Allah make it such. May Allah make it such that you would never ever be able to eat with your right hand. And on the word of the Nabi of Allah, till the day that man died, he couldn't lift his right hand to his mouth. Why? Applying logic when it comes to the commands of the Almighty Allah. Ibrahim alayhis salam, coming back to this incident, Sarah alayhis salam, this king advances towards her. Allah paralyzed his hands till eventually he apologized. And the rewriter Bukhari says, Wa akhdamaha Hajar, which should become the focus of the discussion. He then takes this young daughter, this young girl, and he gives her to Sarah alayhis salam. And what did he say? If you open Sirat al-Anbiya in the first volume on page 41, what did the king say? I would prefer my daughter being a slave to the first wife than being a queen in any other home. I would prefer my daughter being a slave in the home of nobility than being a queen in any other home. You know, like there is that incident, just to digress for a minute. You know, there was this person who was married and he goes into poverty. So the father takes away his daughter. So this husband, you know, he comes to, you know, he brings this to the senior authority and he says that the father took away his daughter. So the senior authority, he calls this woman. And when he looked at her beauty, he tells the husband, you know what? You divorce her, I want to get married to her. He said, I came here to resolve the problem and you want to get married to the wife. So nonetheless, he decides to take it to a higher level. When that person had seen the beauty of this woman, he tells the council and he tells the husband that both of you stay away, I want to get married to her. He says, you know what? This is my wife. And you know, one after one, they want to get married to the wife. So the senior counsel, he calls this woman. He said, listen, I want to get married to you. This man wants you. You are married to your husband. Who do you want? She says, I swear by the Almighty Allah, both of you can only give me the wealth of this world. She says, my husband in his poverty has given me and he has shown me such love that I swear by the Almighty Allah, it means more to me than even my own parents. It means more to me than even my own parents. So Sarah alayhi salam, she takes this young girl and she gives this girl to Ibrahim alayhi salam. And who was this woman? She becomes the mother of Ismail alayhi salam, Bibi Hajar. Ismail alayhi salam, after years on end making dua to the Almighty Allah, Allah Ta'ala blesses him with his son Ismail. He does not speak about the delay in acceptance, but he speaks about the manner in which Allah had accepted his dua. Alhamdulillahilladhi wahabni ala al-kibri Ismail wa Ishaq. All praises belong to the Almighty Allah, that Allah favored me in my old age with my sons Ismail and Ishaq. Inna Rabbi lasami'u du'a. Allah responds to the supplications. One of the traits, one of the noble qualities of Ibrahim alayhi salam was shakiran li an'umi. He was totally grateful for the bounties that Allah had showered upon him. My brothers, ask a man today how things are. Things are bad. When last did you thank Allah? Understand, like they say in English, Allah has taken the responsibility of satisfying the needs of man and not the greeds of man. Allah has taken the responsibility of satisfying the needs of man and not the greeds of man. My brothers, that extra rand that you are trying to make out of interest, I swear by the Almighty Allah, it is not out of need, it is out of greed. Ibrahim alayhi salam, after years of supplication, Allah blesses him with his son Ismail. Then comes the time Allah Ta'ala decides to test this great Nabi of his. Allah Ta'ala, via a vision and a dream, and here again Mufti Taqi Usmani has written, if Allah Ta'ala wanted, Allah Ta'ala could have revealed the command of slaughtering his son via revelation. But Allah Ta'ala wanted to test him in a different way. Allah revealed it to him in a vision and a dream. My brothers, if it was you and I, it's one of those dreams. It doesn't make sense. Slaughtering my own son. Allahu Akbar. Ibrahim alayhi salam, he sees this vision and this dream. How old was Ismail alayhi salam at that time? According to one narration, if you open the footnotes of Jalalain, it is written, Ismail alayhi salam was 7 years of age. 7 years of age. Falamma balagha. Study the eloquence of Quran. When that attachment, normally at the age of seven, you'll find the son is more with the father. The years before that, more with the mother. The years after that, independent from both. If Allah gives hidayat, he remains obligated to his parents. Otherwise, we know what is the condition of the youth of the ummah. They distance themselves from the parents. How many mothers have mentioned that, Molana, before my son got married, he was a wonderful boy. The day he got married, he's a different son. My brothers always say this. You'll find another wife, you will never find another mother. You'll find another wife, you will never find another mother. That mother is bidding farewell to Ismail alayhi salam. What a moment that this must have been, knowing very well that beyond this point, there will be nobody to call me mummy or ummi. We all know what happens. Go to the airports, my brothers, when the mothers are leaving on Hajj. They cry like little babies, knowing very well you will come back to your little child after 4, 5, 6 weeks. This was the final separation, the parting point between Bibi Hajar and Ismail alayhi salam. What a moment this must have been. You know, the scholars have written, the historians. What do they write? وَكَأَنَّ الْعَالَمْ كُلُّهُ كَانَ الصَّامِتَ. As if the entire world witnessed what had happened. It was a moment of silence where Ismail alayhi salam, as a young child, he tugs onto the dress of his mother and then he leaves. He takes a few steps, he looks back, he takes a few steps, he looks back at his mother, till eventually he comes to that point where the supreme sacrifice is going to take place, that neither the skies, neither the earth have seen such a sacrifice like Ibrahim and Ismail. When they come to this point, brothers, I'm just fast forwarding this incident. Ismail alayhi salam is lying on the ground, and Ibrahim alayhi salam, he picks up the knife to slaughter his son. Mufti Taqi Usmani has written under the chapter of Qurbani on page 29. What does he say? What does he write? He said, Ismail alayhi salam made two requests to his father. He said, oh my father, number one, when slaughtering me, there would be eye contact. And that will result in reluctancy in carrying out the command of Allah. So I suggest that you turn my head down. There would be eye contact, and the love that you have for me will overpower you. And that perhaps may result in reluctancy in carrying out the command of Allah. So I suggest that you turn my head down. What's the second request? He said, oh my father, while slaughtering me, it would be my human reaction to kick. And when I kick, my clothes would be stained with my blood. And naturally, my mother would like to keep my garment as a remembrance. I do not want to bring any grief to my mother whilst dying on the command of Allah. Ismail alayhi salam is leaving this world, taking into consideration the emotions and the sentiments of his mother. What has happened to the youth of the ummah who boldly and loudly and proudly you raise your voice in front of that woman who has taken you from stage to stage, from pain to pain, like the Quran says. Ismail alayhi salam said, oh my father, I suggest that you take my shirt out. My clothes would be stained with my blood. I do not want to bring any grief to my mother whilst dying on the command of Allah. Father is ready, son is ready. My brothers, study our history. You know, today we go to Makkah, we go for Umrah and Hajj. You know, we complain about the crowds. The crowds are too big, the heat is too intense. Study our Islamic history. That particular point where this incident had taken place up to this day, it is recorded. In fact, there is something that is built on that spot. Study our Islamic history, my brothers. Father is ready, son is ready. Ismail alayhi salam is lying on the ground. Ibrahim alayhi salam picks up the knife to slaughter his son. To slaughter his son Ismail. Allah Ta'ala sends down the ram from the heavens. And we find up to the day of Qiyamah, my brothers, Qurbani would be practiced. The question is, what is Qurbani that you and I practice, and what was the Qurbani of Ibrahim alayhi salam? One is, you and I, you're going to select an animal. Allah forbid, today the time has come that Qurbani from the house, it went to the neighbor's yard. From the neighbor's yard, it went to the farm. From the farm, it is gone overseas. So our children know what is birthday parties. They know what is mehndi parties. Our sisters don't want to bring the animal home. Why? It's going to dirty the yard. My brothers, your daughter is getting married. If you don't have a function for her at home, what's wrong, dad? You don't want me to have a function. Our children know what is birthday parties and this party and that party. When it comes to Qurbani, my brothers, ask ourselves the question. Are we sending our Qurbani overseas to help the people on the other side? Or are we sending it overseas to try and get away very cheap? If it was 10,000 rands overseas and 500 rands in this country, will you still send it overseas? What did Nabi alayhi salam tell Fatima al-Zahra? That Qumi Fatima, stand up, stand next to your animal, stand next to your animal. Our children do not know what is Qurbani. You know the question that the scholars have written, that the Sahaba asked the Nabi of Allah, that ma hadhihi al-adahi. We all know in Arabic, ma in Arabic is su'al anil haqiqa, to ask about the reality of something. What is this Qurbani? What did the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam say? Sunnatu abikum Ibrahim. You know something ajeeb the ulama have written. Under the commentary of this verse of Quran al-Kareem, ثُمَّ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ أَنِ اتَّبِعَ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. That we have revealed upon you to follow the teachings of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Open the tafsir al-Zabakhshari. It is written, and there is a quotation of Mullah Ashraf Ali Tanvi which concurs with this particular tafsir. What did Allah Ta'ala tell Ibrahim? What did Allah tell the Nabi of Allah? Follow the millah the teachings of Ibrahim alayhis salam, the deen of Ibrahim alayhis salam. Mullah Ashraf Ali Thanvi has written that it is not that, but he says that the teachings of Ibrahim alayhis salam was the very deen that Nabi alayhis salam had brought. The teachings of Ibrahim alayhis salam was the very deen that Nabi alayhis salam had brought. And he says, for example, if someone is told to follow the Hanafi madhab, in no way are we suggesting or indicating that move away from the teachings of the Nabi of Allah. By following the Hanafi madhab, this will direct you towards the life of the Nabi of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what is, Sahaba asked the Nabi of Allah, what is this qurbani, what is the sacrifice? Nabi alayhi salam said, sunnatu abikum Ibrahim. This is the sunnah of your forefather Ibrahim alayhi salam. The question then arises, what is the sunnah of Ibrahim alayhi salam? Is it the slaughtering of the son? Or is it the slaughtering of the animal? The slaughtering of the son did not take place. The slaughtering of the animal had only taken place once. The definition of sunnah is ma dama alayhi nabi, that which the nabi had done perpetually, that is the definition of sunnah. So this does not meet the definition. So what then is the sunnah of Ibrahim alayhis salam? Because the slaughtering of the son, it didn't take place. The slaughtering of the animal had only taken place once. What is the sunnah of Ibrahim alayhis salam? When Allah Ta'ala told him, إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ. Allah Ta'ala told him, Ibrahim, submit. What did he say? He said, O my Allah, I am ready. The delay is of your command. To submit in totality to the commands of the Almighty Allah. Who was Ibrahim alayhis salam? قَرَّبَ نَفْسَهُ لِلنِّيرَانِ وَوَلَدَهُ لِلْقُرَبَانِ وَزَوْجَتَهُ لِلْحِجْرَانِ فَصَارَ خَلِيلُ الرَّحْمَانِ. He was prepared to, he threw himself into the fire. He left his wife on the barren land. He was prepared to sacrifice his beloved son. Then he had become Khalilur Rahman, the beloved of Allah. So what is the sunnah of Ibrahim alayhis salam? To submit in totality to the commands of Allah. My brothers, what is my qurbani and what was the qurbani of Ibrahim alayhis salam? When you are placing that animal down, when you are placing the knife on the neck of that animal, what are you slaughtering? It is your nafs, it is your desires. My Nabi and your Nabi, my brothers, study the lives of the great akabirin, the great ulama, for months on end. Months before Qurbani, they used to purchase that animal, create that attachment and that bond with that animal. Allah does not need your money. Allah Ta'ala does not need that animal. But Allah Ta'ala, what reaches Allah is taqwa. What reaches Allah is taqwa. My Nabi and your Nabi, he did not forget about us. The riwayat of Jam'ul Fawaid. What did the Nabi of Allah do? He slaughtered that animal. And he said, this is on behalf of all those that are living and all those that will bring iman on me. You and I were not alive. My Nabi thought about us. My brothers, if Allah has given us the means, slaughter one animal in nafil qurbani on the name of the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We make dua to the Almighty Allah. There's so much more we could have made mention. Allah Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and the ability that we reflect that wallahi, my brothers, whatever you spend on this qurbani, every one of us make this intention. We spend on everything else. You go to a restaurant, you spend thousands of rands. You buy a shoe for your son, that's 2,000 rands. Allah is asking you, spend on my name. If Allah has given you the means, such stern words in the words of my Nabi. What did the Nabi of Allah say? That person, mawajada sa'atan, that person who has the ability of carrying out the qurbani. The Nabi of Allah did not say, fala yaji anna musallana. What did the Nabi of Allah say? Tell him not to come close to the Salatul Eid. Such stern words. Allah Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq. Allah Ta'ala grant us the ability. Like I mentioned in the beginning, the time of Jumu'ah, it is not sufficient to discuss the life of this great Nabi of Allah. We ask Allah to accept those who will be embarking on this journey of Hajj. Like I said, Allah Ta'ala take us all again and again. Those who have not been, Allah Ta'ala take you. My brothers, it is not your wealth, it is not who you are. You know, like one person said it so amazingly. He said, if you analyze, majority of the people that go on Hajj, these are not wealthy people. You look at many of them, you would ask yourself the question, where the next meal of that man will come from, Allah alone knows. But this is a manifestation of Ibrahim alayhi salam when he built the Baytullah with his son Ismail. And thereafter he circumambulated the Baytullah 7 times. Allah Ta'ala told him, Ibrahim, wa'adhin fi nasi bil hajj. Oh, Ibrahim, make the announcement. Make the announcement. What did he say? Wa ma yablughu sawti. Oh Allah, how will my voice reach them? Allah Ta'ala said, Ibrahim, according to one narration, Ibrahim alayhi salam, he stood on Jabal Abi Qubais, where the king's palace is built. He stood on this mountain and he made the announcement for Hajj. Every person was living at that time, every person who was in the womb of their mothers, and every person to be born right up to the day of Qiyamah heard the call of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Proportionate to that amount of times a person said labbaik to the call of Ibrahim alayhi salam, will a person be granted this privilege of embarking? Some said it once, some twice, some 3 times. Really, my brothers, I will terminate on this. Haramain Sharifain, there are many that are sitting here who will be embarking on this journey. Study a book on Seerah. Understand that land that we are traveling to. Like Qadi Iyaz has categorically explained, he said that piece of ground where my Nabi and your Nabi is resting is more beloved in the eyes of Allah than even the Arsh of Allah. Understand this piece of ground that we are traveling to. How often haven't we heard a person goes on Hajj and he comes back and he says, Maulana, I fulfill my obligation. Whether I go back to Makkah or not, you know, I've done my duty. Wallahi, it is the sole invitation of Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. We ask Allah to grant us the tawfiq. Allah Ta'ala grant us the ability that inshallah we reflect, we ponder over the life of this great Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam.